Good morning, friends. As we all know, as business owners, there's so much that we have to do to stay on top of things. And we can often feel like we are falling behind constantly. And that's okay, because we know, hey, friend, you're also going through the same thing as I am and every other business owner, right? So we have this kind of camaraderie where we know other people are experiencing what we experience. It's really difficult, though, to stay focused. Right? Hello, ADHD, but also just stay focused on what your goals are and what your why is. Okay. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this today is because I know from experience that things can get crazy and we lose sight of that purpose. We lose sight of the reason why we're doing what we're doing, and we will undercut ourselves to our own detriment. And I wanted to kind of share what that looked like for me this week. And hopefully it gets you thinking into why you want to share about yourself, why you're so passionate about what you do, and really opening up your heart to being able to put that out there. So before I scare you away, let's go ahead and roll the credits, and then I will dig into a story with you. Hey, friend, welcome to Deep Healing for Creative Entrepreneurs. My name is Aubrey Barr, and I am a subconscious release technique practitioner and photography business owner. I know you are sick of ending your day feeling overwhelmed and exhausted, and you are seeking a solution to help you feel creatively inspired and actively engaged in your business as well as personal life. In this podcast, we are going to dig into any limiting beliefs or subconscious programs that are keeping you in a space filled with anxiety and stress. This work is not a temporary solution for your life. No, this is a complete transformation. So grab your coffee or tea and let's start you on the road to healing. And let me just say, you can do this, you are worth it, and you are meant to thrive in life and business. So let's dig in. So you guys know that, yes, I run a photography business, but I also have other passions. I'm very open about that because I kind of want to normalize how that is very possible for a lot of people out there, and in fact is very fulfilling for some of us. So I have my massage therapy business, and this has been around for 2 decades almost, okay? A long time I've been doing that work, and I love it. And not only was this the beginning of my entrepreneurial journey, but it also was the beginning of me thinking about things differently, looking at the body and saying, what is going on energetically? What is going on emotionally? And just being open to the idea that we have other things in our lives that are affecting our physical issues was a big thing for me. And honestly, the whole reason why I even got into natural health and alternative therapy and all of the things that I do and choose for my own healthcare needs is because I first started out as a massage therapist. So it's been a beautiful little, it's been a beautiful journey. Hindsight 2020, right? But because of this background, I have always followed HIPAA laws. So, you know, if somebody comes in with a certain issue, I help them with it. I can't share their information with other people. I can't share what we experience together. That's not my story to tell. And so oftentimes I've seen this kind of hesitancy towards sharing other people's stories. And I've had to really get used to that. That is just me being honest with other people that are also entrepreneurs. I'm not perfect. And I've had to see these blocks in my own life to be able to tackle them and really overcome them because it became second nature to not share other people's experiences or what they had before they came in to see me and how they're feeling now. Like, that's just been kind of my world. Well, I went and did this massage the other day, someone that I haven't seen in a while, but 2 years ago, I helped her with overcoming the loss of her parent. And she had already been in the grieving process for 1.5 years. So it had been a little bit, but she was just never able to look at the situation and feel okay about it. It was very traumatic. It was very sudden. Okay. It was very sudden. it was like a matter of days from being sick to being, oh, and you didn't even get to say goodbye sudden. And so a lot of people experience those things and it stays with them. The trauma of it, the memories of the hospital and being too late and not being able to say what you wanted to say and all of the regret and all of the guilt and all of the grief. And so she had been dealing with that when she booked these sessions with me. And we were able to go in and really help her process those emotions from the experience and to the point where she felt completely at peace, just knowing that, you know, she doesn't need to regret anything. And we've been able to release. She had a lot of emotions built up in her body, a lot of things stuck in her shoulders, and we were able to release all of it. Now, at the time, she did tell me, she's like, this is insane what you're doing, and I feel so much better. And, you know, I just feel like things have really shifted for me and I'm finally able to let go of it. But when you look at a scenario like that, that's affecting you every day and affecting your parenting, affecting your business, how you're showing up. She's also a business owner and a mom. So when you have that every day, it's hard to really recognize, like, how is this trapped emotions and this grief and this guilt and these regrets, how are those affecting me every day? It's really, really difficult for us to be able to have this long-term idea of what that looks like. So seeing her a year and a half later, and she mentioned to me, she brought it up and she said, I still cannot believe all of the work we did in those two sessions. She had four sessions, but we took care of those in two. And then we had the other two for other things that were going on in life. And she said, still to this day, that was the biggest turning point in my healing process with the death of my dad. And I was like, wow, like that is so beautiful, you know? And I don't share stuff like that often because I don't feel like it's my story to share. I feel like it's hers, you know, if she chooses to. But I also don't always have that ability to run into someone that I helped, you know, almost 2 years ago and then bring it up and say, wow, okay, well, that was really good. I mean, everything happens on Facebook these days or virtual, right? So, you know, unless you bring it up, like I can see where that doesn't come up again. So it was really amazing experience for me. And for one big reason is it reminded me of my why. Right? The reason why I do the work that I do. And I think every single one of us as business owners could definitely use that shakeup in our lives every once in a while to say, wow, that's exactly why I do this work. That's why I love taking pictures of people. I want to make a difference in their lives. You know, how many of us have done pictures for someone that someone passes away in the family? Or, you know, something goes wrong and it's like they always have that memory. They always have that tangible thing in front of them that reminds them of that person. It's super powerful. You guys are so powerful. You have the ability to make a huge difference in people's lives. And I think we get so used to the day-to-day mundane stuff that we forget to kind of circle back to that and say, my gosh, you know, I really am making a difference. I really am, you know, showing up in the world and individually changing lives, right? Maybe we're not changing everyone's lives, right? But there's people that are like, wow, I really will never forget about that experience. So think about it. Where in your business and in your life are you selling yourself short? Where are you not celebrating these wins? Where are you not taking the time to say, wow, you know, I know this month's been really slow, but last month I had these amazing clients and they were so grateful and they keep sharing my work and they, you know, do all these things. Like, where are we not recognizing the impact we're having on people's lives, even at an individual level? So I'm giving you homework today. Listen, I'm not a teacher, but can you take a minute and kind of list out some of the things, some of the wins that you've experienced just in the past week? And little bonus here, okay, if you can't think of anything, where are you blocking that information? You know, a lot of times this means that your heart chakra is closed. Maybe you had an experience where you felt hurt and you're kind of closing off to the world right now. That's okay. We all go through stages like that. But doing self-reflection and that deeper inner work, it gives you an opportunity to say, wait a second, this isn't working for me. So I'm challenging you right now to take a minute and just list out some of those things. Do some self-reflection. You know, how does your wins that you've achieved recently, how do those add up to your purpose? How do those make you feel good? And allow yourself to sit in them. Okay, give yourself some credit for the work that you've done so far, even if it's the smallest win possible. I mean, I'm counting a win that happened a year and a half ago, but that the client still felt so moved by that she brought it up to me randomly. That is definitely a win that doesn't have to do with my income right now. It doesn't have to do with a post that went viral. Like, it's not now, but yet it reminds me of what I've been able to do. And that's a win for me because I need that reminder. I need that assurance. I'm a human too, right? I'm somebody that will work really hard and turn around and be like, oh, wait a second, I'm supposed to enjoy life too. And that's the process that I'm always in. So some of you will relate to that. Anyway, I hope this finds you well today. I really hope that it's touched your heart a little bit and that you can look at your current circumstances and really see the value that you're putting out into the world, because I promise you, it's more than you're recognizing. For pretty much everybody listening, you are not fully recognizing the impact you have on others. And if this feels like it's something that you're interested in and you want to do private sessions with me, I have two openings for this month. I will leave the link in the show notes and you guys can check that out and see if it resonates with you. If you have something going on in your life that feels kind of heavy and traumatic and it's just not moving fast enough, like you feel like it's really kind of sticking with you, and you feel like, oh, I should be over this by now, definitely look into those private sessions. They're really, really good for that. Anything else you could probably do group sessions for, but the private ones will help move that needle so far. All right, guys, I hope you have a beautiful weekend. And we will talk again next week. Enjoy. I hope this podcast spoke to you in some way. If it did, please go ahead and leave me a review and subscribe so that I know you're enjoying what you hear. And further, if you know somebody else who owns their own creative business and struggles with anything that we spoke about, please pass this on, because it is my hope that we will be able to build a community of like-minded individuals who love on each other and appreciate the many facets that make our creative business so unique. And lastly, check out the show notes to find my free Facebook community and other useful links to work with me. All right, friend, see you soon.